910 here on the Mighty 690. And it is a Wednesday, and so that means we have Candy Westbrook with us from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. And happy Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day.
Oh, no,
it
really?
Is.
Oh,
it is.
Come support me. Come see me.
Come support me. What does that mean? Does that mean people bring you more coffee and food?
Yes.
Would
yes.
that work?
go get me a coffee.
Yeah.
No, I think it just means to be a part and,
yeah,
and
absolutely
appreciate that chambers are here for you and helping. And yeah, there's a day, I think there's a week and there's a month, and I always get confused. And but we're a pretty humble group, so we don't usually say much.
Well, I'm going to say it.
Okay, thank
you.
So
there we go. So what do we have going on?
Okay, well, we have a new thing this year. It's called the Downtown Spook Walk. Visit Coffeyville, Amy, our tourism director, is kind of hosting it along with Chris Crane. And what they're going to do is you get to hear spooky tales of Coffeyville, the past and the present. And so kind of scary stories and light of Halloween coming. And you know what? I just looked and realized I didn't put the date down on here. So call me at the chamber. I'll let you know, though. It's coming up in a couple weeks. But you get to go downtown Coffeyville and hear all the spooky little things. And then, of course, you get an icy. You can come in the chamber and get an icy
yeah.
as well. So
yeah,
it's
I know
fun.
It doesn't sound good right now when it's 27 degrees. But once it's 80 degrees, it will sound good again.
Exactly. It'll be back to warm again soon. So.
No, that's great.
Yeah, so it was good. So, I forgot what I was going to say about Coffeyville Leadership, but I just had a leadership class yesterday. It was called Coffeyville Leadership, Leadership Coffeyville, and we got to tour some amazing places, the Reawakening Offices, the Progress on the Midland Theater, and Coffeyville Coffee Company. Man, I'll tell you, there are some great things happening in Coffeyville, and people don't even sometimes realize it, but I'm happy to sit down with anybody and tell you about good things happening. In fact, I'm going to make some announcements on new businesses
sure.
in just a minute.
I did find the Spook Walk date.
You
it
did.
Is from your very helpful email that comes to my inbox. So October 27th and 28th at 8 p.m. Does that sound right?
Yes, I knew it was the last week. So, okay. Fantastic. Well, it's something new and that we're trying out, and interestingly enough, there are a lot of people that are into the paranormal and all that, and we've had some tours of the building and for paranormal site people and just fun stuff.
Well, and so. I just saw an email at Kansas ranked what, 9th in like paranormal,
really,
or like the of belief sort of thing. Kansans rank way up there, and I guess their belief
that.
Of it. It's just
oh
random.
My gosh,
yeah.
It is random.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, get ready to come up, of course, is election time. So we are only 3 weeks away, I think. So
yeah, it's wild.
I know. I can't believe it's here. So if you go out to the chamber website under the tab called Community Updates, we have all your election information, including polling locations, where to go, a list of the candidates, and links to all kinds of information. So we'll probably be adding more to that. But if you want to know the lowdown on the elections to get ready, make sure you go out to that. Also on that same page, we have links to the live candidate forums that KGF has. They're also on your guys' website and Facebook page. And those were interesting. Yeah.
Very different.
Very different. It was my first, I think, national forum that we've hosted in quite some time. And so it was a lot different than the local candidate forums that we have. So it was a little more wild.
Yeah, it was. That was very interesting.
It was interesting. So another thing we're gearing up for is Match Day. That is a huge event here in Coffeyville that you'll learn. The Coffeyville Area Community Foundation has a whole bunch of different accounts for nonprofits and that they use for various projects. But on this specific day, they get some wonderful, amazing donors that match dollar for dollar every money given.
Wow.
So if I want to donate to, for example, I'm going to donate to Leadership Coffeyville. We have a fund that helps with scholarships for that class. And so I'll go out and donate, and then it gets matched up to... It depends on how much the donor can give, but the last couple of years, they've matched like almost dollar for dollar. It was a huge amount of money given back to Coffeyville. So that is Thursday, November 17th. So that'll be coming up here in just a few weeks. Watch for more great information about all the different nonprofit organizations that are participating I think they even interview them during the day for that. And we'll have lots of information in our newsletter. So that'll be coming up. I want to say congratulations to Dr. Hahn and Gillis as they were inducted into the CRMC Hall of Fame. I think that's awesome because the college also just had their induction for their Hall of Fame. And so a lot of just wonderful people, notable people in Coffeyville being recognized for awesome things. And then, of course, I mentioned yesterday we toured the Coffeyville Coffee Company. And so we were learning all the stories about all the notable people from Coffeyville. And once you start digging, you find out all the people that were from here that are famous. And you're just like, wow, that was invented here. That person was from here. So it's great seeing that history.
Oh, absolutely. And it's nice that there's some local businesses that are really embracing that. Because it is, I mean, of all the places that I've lived, this has the richest history.
I mean,
it really does. I mean, it's just incredible. And it's so people do not realize that. And I think there's just so much here. It's just the tip of the iceberg, what we see in our day to day.
Exactly. We are rich in history and we embrace it, but we don't live in it. So that's one thing that I've really been challenging people in. You got to move forward. You got to change. We can't live in the past, but we can take that past and embrace what it brought us to where we are today.
To feel the future. Yeah. Don't be sitting around all day, oh, I remember back in the day, everything was better. Because, you know, we always look back on things and it always seems like it was better.
Mm-hmm. And that is a part, in fact, I talked about this in my class yesterday, but that is because our brains are wired to protect. So our brain only remembers usually the positive things in our past and we reminisce. Because our brain goes, well, I don't want to remember the bad things that happened. And there were bad things that happened in our past. But we choose to think of the positive things. And so it's just human nature. But that's okay. So another fun thing coming up is called the Murder at the High School Reunion. And this is a murder mystery dinner theater at the Yoke. So
cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. They've got actors from the Levity Players Group. And that'll be November 16th. The show's at 7 p.m. And it includes a yummy three-course dinner from the Yoke. And then, of course, the theater and all kinds of fun. And the audience gets to kind of figure out who the murderer is. And, yeah, a lot of fun. So a couple things in the news that I thought would be good to share for our community to let you know. The potential cost of mailing a letter is going up, as it does, it seemed like, every year. They are waiting on final approval from the Postal Regulatory Commission. But yeah, right now, tentatively, they are going to be increasing prices again on postage.
Well, they left the AC on all summer long over the post office, so they got to make up the costs, I guess.
Oops.
They finally got that turned off the other day. I was like, wow, it was like 45 degrees in there. I'm like, something's wrong.
It's freezing. Well, of course, and this is nationwide. So,
yes,
you know, it's not just ours.
I jest.
I know. Well, also, with inflation set to hit a 40-year high, we have been trying to help our small businesses kind of figure out how to manage the effects. So some people are, of course, increasing prices. Some are cutting back on certain costs. But if you want to know a few things that might help you on protecting your business, give me a call. I shared it in the newsletter, but happy to share it with anybody on just some things that your small business can do to kind of manage that effect. So
sure. Yeah. And maybe even if there's some programs out there that can kind of help people.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, just because eventually, you know, oftentimes they have to either have to pass those costs on your customers or you have to cut corners. I mean, heck, I just noticed this. I don't often buy like bottled water, but I bought some. Normally I've been this brand that has, it's an upright jug. It has a handle on it.
Oh.
The price has gone up. It used to be a dollar. Then it was $1.25. Now it's $1.70. And they took the little carrier handle off.
Yes.
So now I'm like flipping this gallon around, like trying to hold it by the neck of it. I'm like, good grief. I'm like, to
this
the point
not...
of, I'm like, okay, I would pay a little more to have the handle.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't get rid of my handle.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Stuff like that, you know, consumers do notice, and it's just a tough balancing act.
It is. It is. And there's things that I sometimes remind people, some of it is not even about inflation and things like that. Weird things happen. So, for example, gas. We always want to blame it on one thing or another. But sometimes it's because, for example, there's a major refinery, I think down in Oklahoma, who had to shut down, had a problem. and a lot of gas came out of that area. And so you don't realize that sometimes it's just a supply chain thing that something happens and it affects us all. So,
or even if they have a turnaround, that sort of thing, you know, that can all impact it, because it's just, it like you said, people think it's all, you know, some sort of secret magical thing, just supply and demand for a lot of the, it's, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, but and true, we switch over from summer to winter blend and all that stuff. But yeah, it really, that's what it boils down to.
It does. So good notes on that, though. We do have some new businesses coming to Coffeyville. I'm very excited. I want to share some of those with you in a minute. But that was another thing I wanted to kind of talk about today was there's a lot of, misunderstanding about how businesses get recruited to Coffeyville. You know, why did you recruit them to come? Oh, my gosh, we don't need them. We already have one of those. We don't need two of those in town. And I hear that all the time. People call us. And what people don't realize sometimes is, we don't necessarily intentionally go out and recruit a lot of these businesses. We provide an environment that we hope to welcome any new business. Sometimes there's incentives. Sometimes we do recruit specifically. But a lot of times it's a business reaches out to us. And whether it's the city or Montgomery County Action Council or the Chamber, we're not going to go, no, don't come here. Yeah. We don't want your business. Yeah. Get out of here.
It's a free market. And it's not like you're sitting up there with a robe on and a gavel saying, no, no.
We don't want you. We want any business to come to town. I mean, within reason. I mean, I'm sure there's some that, no, maybe not. But for the most part, any business, we would love to come to Coffeyville. I, as a chamber, want to help them navigate, you know, where to go, how to get set up. If we can provide some resources for them, great. But we just want progress. I mean, we talk about all the time about dwindling population and rural communities dying, and we're going to welcome every business. And 9 times out of 10, whether they have competition or not, they do well. So Scooters came in. Everybody was worried. Oh, 2 coffee shops. Oh, my gosh. They're both doing wonderful. They have different needs, different people that, you know, visit them. And so, some places coming that I know that you're excited about. Hershey's, which is the ice cream parlor and bakery. Oh, my gosh. Some of the stuff I've seen that they're going to be having is amazing. I think in about 2 weeks is when they're opening up. So they're going to let us know. We're going to have a ribbon cutting soon. Pete's Truck Stop, of course, is being in the progress right now, getting built, and that'll be in a few months. Wendy's, I don't know when they are breaking ground and when they're, you know, but they are coming.
Everyone's asking about that.
I know. So. We don't know yet. Sometimes it takes a while.
And we don't know the location yet, or is that hasn't been announced yet?
No, it's in the green space over by Best Western.
Oh, okay.
Off of 11. Okay. So, yeah. And then we have a new diner coming. Ooh. I'm very excited about this. It's called Penny's, and it is where the Wyndham Hotel is on 11th Street. The great thing about it is it's open. It's going to be open 24 hours. So for all you shift workers out there, for those that are going out late and need, you know, that late night snack or another breakfast place, whatever it is, they'll be open 24 hours. And so I'm super excited about that. Again, don't have the exact date, but around the second week of November, I think, is when they're going to shoot for.
Okay. And I can walk there from where I live, so it's great.
Oh,
it's super cool.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's just a few. I know there's more in the works, but they're just early stages. We're trying to get everything worked out. So, I'm excited about some good places coming to Coffeyville and hopefully a lot more to come. Okay, to wrap us up, let's talk about some events coming up. Of course, on Thursday, which is tomorrow, is our downtown spooktacular. About 1,000 kids will be downtown trick-or-treating. We have a lot of businesses handing out candy. Atmos Energy is coming, and they're going to have hot dogs. They're going to be grilling hot dogs for all the kiddos. And if you are not into trick-or-treaters, I would just suggest you avoid the downtown. So we're actually going to block off some of the streets. And so we just encourage you not to drive in the area because there's going to be so many kids running around and we don't want anybody hurt. So avoid the downtown area unless you're coming down to trick-or-treat. Right after Spooktacular, all the kiddos go out to the college and they have a trunk-or-treat. So they call it, I think they just called it CCC Trunk or Treat. I'm not sure. But so by the end of the night, between those two, you're going to have bags of candy. hype those kids up. Let's
Absolutely.
Go. Of course, starting this weekend and then next weekend, there's also the Spook Trail out at Cedar Bluff Camp. So that's always fun for the kiddos to get all a little bit scared. And it's not too scary, but it's a lot of fun. October 24th is the Piano Duo out at the CCC Fine Arts, and that's going to be kind of fun. I don't know if they're dueling pianos or just a duo. They call it a duo, but they're well-known and wonderful to hear. So.
I think it is. I don't think they're dueling. I think they're, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to have them on, I believe, here shortly. So,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't think they're going to play the little organ, but maybe I could entice them to do that.
That would be nice, huh?
It might sound fun.
Of course, next week, well, actually starting this weekend with the play, but Neowalla over in Independence, so tons of activities happening over there. Again, if you don't like crowds, don't even go near the downtown area. It's going to be massive crowds. And then I wanted to invite the community out. Our next Business Over Breakfast is November 2nd. And if you've never attended, I invite you to come out. You can come sit at my table, but it's just a great way to hear all the updates happening in Coffeyville and get to meet with some people and learn about everything and that's great going on here. So again, that's November 2nd, and I'll actually be out of town. So Amy will be coming in that day and sharing all the news for us. I will be at a conference, hopefully learning a lot of great things to bring back to Coffeyville. So
excellent.
That is, I think, I'm trying to make sure I'm caught everything, but I think that's all that we have going on at the moment.
Yeah, it's conference time because the K-State people are doing their conference today. You've got yours coming up. We have Kansas Association of Broadcasters on Monday, so
yes,
I won't be here.
I knew that.
Matt will be filling in. So, it's just conference
time. It seems like that time of year, fall, they do have a lot. Well, I also have another one that I go to in the spring, but yeah, I do notice a lot of them are in the fall. So.
Yep. No, it's exciting time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Candy Westbrook, always a pleasure to have you in. And look forward to the next time.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And we'll get started with Open Line. We'll continue right after this.